Police in Kenosha County have uncovered a major operation that made counterfeit vaping cartridges filled with THC oil derived from marijuana. Two brothers are in custody in connection with the operation, which authorities are calling one of the biggest of its kind in the country. The bust comes as public health officials are warning people not to use vaping products, especially bootleg products, after more than 450 cases of lung disease and six deaths that could be related to vaping chemicals. And yesterday, President Trump said he wants to see a ban on flavored e-cigarettes nationwide. Raquel Rutledge is an investigative reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Raquel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as you report, police raided this operation located in Bristol where these counterfeit cartridges were being made. Can you talk about the size and scale of this operation?
Well, it sounds like it was quite a massive operation. Police found more than 30,000 vape cartridges filled with a gram of THC each, and then also nearly 100,000 empty vape cartridges that they were, you know, preparing to sell. So it was big. It's one of the biggest counterfeit THC cartridge operations that they've seen.
And two brothers were arrested. It sounds like they had a staff working with them on this.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like they had as many as 10 people that were employed that actually had time cards that they filled out, and they paid them about $20 an hour to take little syringes and then fill up these cartridges. They had about 57 mason jars full of THC oil that police suspect they got from California. And so, yeah, they had these workers, and they were in a condominium that they had rented under a fake name, allegedly that they had. You know, police can't say for sure that it's them who rented this place, but they do know that the condominium was rented under a fake name, and that's where this operation was run.
And we know, and you've reported in the past, that police have been looking for the source of these illegal cartridges on the market. This may not be the only source, of course. Can you talk about what police had been looking at before this arrest?
Yeah, I mean, we wrote a story, I guess it's been maybe a couple of weeks ago, about another operation that was running out of Milwaukee downtown. Some folks were living in those high-end apartments on the north end on Water Street. And they were running an operation where they were doing the same kind of thing, counterfeit cartridges, and they were selling 20,000 per month, I think they said. And it was, you know, again, bringing in up to $2 million per month by making these counterfeit cartridges. So it's not a new, I mean, it sounds like 2018 was kind of a big year. The police in Kenosha said that the brothers in Kenosha, they suspected had been working in this operation since January 2018. So it's unclear, you know, why the uptick in illnesses now or if any of these cartridges are, you know, for sure linked with any of the illnesses.
Can you talk about how police found out about this Bristol operation? It was kind of a thin thread that ultimately led them there.
It really was. I mean, they're really crediting the parents of a Waukesha area teenager who, you know, who had one of the cartridges, and the parents just felt like it was really important to hold this young man accountable. And so they took him to the police department and, you know, and then they just started, you know, sharing information about where he got his cartridge, et cetera. So it really, you know, again, it was the parents were to credit for bringing it forward.
Talking to Raquel Rutledge, investigative reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about a big police raid on an illegal bootleg vaping cartridge operation, one of the biggest so far known in the country, possibly. And Raquel, you mentioned we've had illnesses and deaths around the country, cases here in Wisconsin of people getting sick from some kind of vaping project. Is that adding new urgency to try to track down the source and distribution of these illegal cartridges?
It really is. I mean, epidemiologists with the CDC and FDA are all working together to try to really pinpoint what is it that's causing these illnesses. I mean, in New York, they were finding that the commonality in some of their cases was some vitamin E oil additive. And again, while that might be safe to ingest and eat, you know, it's some of these things that are, you know, people say, oh, well, it's just vitamin E, whatever. It's not meant to be inhaled. So inhaling, you know, they definitely were the one thing that I can say about these cases. They all look to have some sort of chemical exposure type injury in the lungs, but they still have not been able to pinpoint specifically what it is that is causing this lung damage.
And another open question, it sounds like, with this Bristol operation, this is the production center. It sounds like police are still trying to track down, okay, how is this distributed?
Yeah, that was they really weren't willing to share a lot of information about that with us yesterday. Whether it was being sent through the mail or being distributed just on the streets or through, you know, they said it was, you know, these cartridges were turning up in area high schools and elsewhere. So, but it still, still isn't clear how they were doing the distribution.
So you mentioned that Operation Milwaukee, now this one in Bristol, that was the products were seen in Waukesha County. Is there a thought that this might just be the tip of the iceberg, that there may be a lot more operations out there like this?
I think that's what it really is looking like and sounding like. And sources have told us in the past, we've been working on, I've been writing about vaping since 2015, I think, you know, for a long time. And sources have said that this cartridge market is underground cartridge market is really prevalent in some of the states where cannabis is illegal. In Colorado, they say it's not, you know, people are not using those cartridges as much, but the appeal of cartridges is because they doesn't smell very much. It's very discreet, unlike, you know, people smoking, you know, in other forms, you know, that's very pungent and very obvious when people are smoking. This is a stealthy way, which really appeals to teenagers and you know, and younger people who are trying to do it, you know, secretly.
Does that make law enforcement tough here, given that THC products are legal in other states?
Right. I mean, I think from the law enforcement standpoint, you know, it's illegal to be distributing this stuff, even, you know, from legal state to legal state. You can't be mailing it. You're not supposed to be sending it through the mail. You're not supposed to be, you know, crossing state lines. So, you know, I think in Wisconsin, it's, you know, it's very clear that this is in any shape or form is not legal.
And let's talk about the packaging. One thing I forgot to ask you about earlier, when somebody gets a hold of one of these cartridges, what does the packaging make it look like?
Yeah, that it's really interesting. Well, this counterfeit packaging is available online, which makes these operations, you know, very easy. There's stuff all over Amazon and different, not even just on the dark web, but it's very readily available to get packaging for some of the stuff. And it's like, looks like flavored candy. It's some great flavor. I mean, there are Sour Patch flavors. There's all sorts of things that make it look like it's just harmless and geared toward, you know, young people for the most part, and doesn't actually have the ingredients that are in line with what is actually in the package.
Did I see one package in at least one of these two cases included a Girl Scout cookie flavor?
Yes, that is correct. Girl Scout cookie flavor. We've seen grape. We've seen the Sour Patch. All sorts of, you know, candy-like flavors.
And when it comes to the THC levels, do the packages say anything about, yeah, there's THC in this cartridge?
Well, they do, and it was kind of confusing with the way the police were laying it out yesterday. They were talking about, like, the level, the amount of THC versus, like, sort of the concentration. These cartridges hold about a gram, and so 1,000 milligrams of THC oil. But what was also unclear, and they don't know, is, like, what else these things contained. Were they cutting the oil with any other ingredient? That's something they sent out to the labs to be tested, so we don't know that yet.
As you say, Raquel, you've been following vaping since 2015. What is the next piece of the story you're watching for now?
We're really eager to find out specifically what's causing the lung damage. There's flavoring chemicals we've been writing about for a long time are known to cause serious lung damage in, you know, occupational settings. And so we're just, you know, that's going to be really important, what specifically is causing this.
Raquel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for your interest in this story.
Raquel Rutledge is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talked with us about an illegal vaping cartridge operation in Kenosha County that police uncovered last week. Two brothers believed to be running that operation are now in custody. It all comes as public health officials are trying to determine what link there could be between bootleg vaping products and cases of lung disease around the country.